What's up, guys? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit that button. And while you're at it, hit that like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up this place and get into the real of reality TV. So I caught this most recent episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta. And Portia, she is a trip. She is one of these people that expects the world to be, you know, given to her while she, you know, won't even give you the dirt that we walk on in this world that we live in. She is a trip. And I get it. There are a lot of people that don't care for Drew. That I've seen a lot of people say, oh, all she does is lie. I don't really get where that comes from. Because, I mean, we could give Portia that label too if we really wanted to dig into things. I don't have that type of time right now, so that's not where I'm trying to go. But this is what I really wanted to talk about. I really felt that it was extremely hypocritical and a bit disrespectful. I don't care how she feels disrespected, because this goes back to what I say about her. She can disrespect other people and have all of the excuses in the world for why it should not be seen as disrespect. But don't you dare disrespect her. She got on Drew's ass on camera, even called out production to say, can I break the fourth wall? Do I have permission to break the fourth wall? To me, that was her looking for a moment. I really felt like that was her looking for a moment, her trying to conjure up a storyline, because she already got shut down by her now detained in ICE soon-to-be ex-husband, Simon Gwabadia, that she can't really discuss a whole lot about him, you know, where that marriage is concerned. So she's looking for a moment. Because if she really felt so slighted and hurt by Drew's actions, why would you do that on camera like that and in front of all of the other girls? But yet, clock this, when she showed up to her so-called alleged best friend's birthday party late, and she knows the distance, she knows how traffic is, she knew all of that, and she did not care. She had every intention on showing up late. It was intentional, okay? Because if you know the distance and all of the things that go on when it comes to that, and that's your best friend, girl, you would have shown up early like Kelly. Like, look at that. Kelly showed up early. Even though Shamia asked her to show up early because she wanted to have a conversation, like, that shows just how much Shamia cared about Portia's feelings over how Portia cared about her feelings. But yet, Portia got there late, and then she wants to go behind closed doors to apologize to Shamia. I'm so sorry, girl, like, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, Shamia was like, look, it's done. It's, you know, whatever. And then, in front of all of the ladies, she wants to shut Drew down to tell her she's a low-down, dirty individual? I was like, what the hell? Now, listen, I'm not here to say that Portia doesn't have the right to feel how she feels. It's her right to feel that way. Whether I agree with it or anyone else agrees with it is another story. But I don't believe that Drew... And this is the thing. She didn't say she felt like in any way that Drew was trying to push up on her baby daddy to do anything that was inappropriate. It was about business. So, you know, it's okay for Portia to tell the world how she is just so madly in love then with this chick that she says, well, she wasn't really my friend. I just introduced her on the show as my friend, but she wasn't really my friend. You have all the excuses in the world as to why it was okay for you to fall for this woman's husband. In a very short period of time, you all are in love and engaged to be married. And then he turned out to be the man that was married for the fifth time. And by the way, one of those marriages were not even legal. So wouldn't it mean that he wasn't really married five times? It was only four. But you get what I'm saying. I hope you do. But she can do all of the things that she has done. And just in that one episode, well, I mean, she showed up late the previous episode and was apologizing to Shamia behind closed doors. But then she wanted to just tear Drew down in front of all of those ladies and on camera. I didn't agree with that. I really felt like that was an extreme poor taste. And to call her a low-down, dirty individual and all of the things that she said about her. But yet, don't you dare say anything about Portia and all of the things that she has done. I just found that, like, that was weird to me. Like, you all don't find that weird? And, you know, Drew was, I really feel like she was shocked by it all. Now, I'm not even going to lie. When she said that she didn't have on any makeup, that picture that they showed of her that night, she definitely looked like she had makeup on. She did. But that honestly is neither here nor there. I really feel like that was irrelevant. It was like, she said, you know, I felt like he's like my brother. And Drew was like, I'm not even interested in any way, shape, or form, you know, like that with him. Whether the terms that she was saying about him were weird or whatever, I just felt that the way Portia went about it and how she addressed Drew in that scene, and again, for the cameras, for TV, but yet behind closed doors, she wanted to apologize to Shamia for being late when she knew what it took to get there, to be there at least on time, if not early. So I mean, I already know that Portia is one of those people that, as long as like Shamia was like her understudy and not in the limelight, it was okay. But now that she is in a space where she has light shone on her, and there's a whole lot of light shining on this woman, child. This $9 million home is absolutely fabulous. And I'm not even one of those people that's into material stuff like that, but I was fascinated by the views in there. To each their own. It was fabulous. It was fabulous. And that's the type of life and lifestyle that Portia felt like she should have had for at least, if not the same time period that Shamia has had it for, she should have had it for longer. And all Portia has is a baby daddy, a soon-to-be ex-husband with a lot of legal drama that she's trying to fight over a home that in the long run, she's not even going to be able to keep. She's fighting for the opportunity to be able to live and stay in the home for up to 3 years. Like, seriously. And then if Portia has, I'm going to say this, she says that she had nothing to do with ICE. I believe she has something to do with it. But if Portia has Simon deported, then who does she expect is going to pay for the home? And you don't have to be a U.S. citizen to buy property. Like, he could just be petty. And I think I did a video maybe a couple of months ago or something like that, where, listen, I'm not even team anybody in the situation. I'm not a Simon stan. God knows I'm not. But I just try my best to be on the side of right. And when it comes to this situation, I just don't feel that it's right. I feel that Portia is fighting for something that in the long run, she's not even going to be able to keep. And if he is deported and he cannot be, you know, in the country at all, but he can still own property here, do you really think that he's going to keep paying the bills on that property to give her the luxury of being able to stay there? No. So is she ready to be able to live that type of lifestyle on her own accord with the money that she's making? I highly doubt it. But here's, you know, this isn't even about that, but I just wanted to say how ridiculous it is that I feel Portia is being, and how she confronted Drew in front of the cameras and in front of the group for the sake of a scene. But yet she went behind closed doors to apologize to Shamia. And then you learn in present time, which I'm definitely not surprised, based on what Candy said. Candy said that Portia and Shamia are not on good terms right now. And I knew it. I knew this. So Portia's full of shit. There's a whole lot more that I want to say, but for the sake of brevity, I want to make this as brief as possible. So I'm going to come back and do some more when I get a chance to do it, guys. But I really want to know what you guys think. So let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking and subscribing, guys. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.